When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, fellow gamers. Welcome back to another edition of the Video Gamers Podcast. Today we are going to be tackling the topic of best gaming characters to be stranded on a desert island with. We are going to be doing a four-round draft, snake style, then we will pit all our selections against one another, March Madness style, until we crown an overall winner. I am your host, Paul, and joining me, he was on a three-hour tour before his ship called the Minnow left him stranded on an island. It's Josh.
You're not going to bait me into singing again, Paul. I am 100% singing this song in my head right now.
Are you? Dude, did you watch Gilligan's Island as a kid?
I loved Gilligan's Island, dude.
So did I, man. Loved it.
Yes, it was so great.
Oh, what a great show. All right. And then joining Josh and me, I'm giving him a more modern reference because he's the youngest one on the pod. He was working for FedEx, and his plane crashed on an island, and then his wife got remarried almost immediately. It's Ryan.
Wilson!
All right, I can barely make out what you said. It was so loud that Discord blocked you out.
I know what he said.
But I think you were yelling Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful. All right, guys, believe it or not, we did our last draft and tournament in June. It's actually been 4 months. I feel like we've been a little derelict of our duties. Now, to be fair, we did release some Flashback Friday episodes that were tournaments in the meantime, but I looked back and the last tournament we did was best character to have as a roommate. Ryan won that tournament by picking Nathan Drake in the third round, a little bit of a dark horse winner. I finished second with Cortana. Somehow Josh's pick of Mimir inexplicably made it to the final three.
Yes.
Still don't know how that happened.
Yes, because he'd be a great roommate. I still stand by that pick.
Oh, all right. So who wants the honors? Who wants to explain what we're doing here today?
Go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, I was already shaking my head. What we're going to do is we're going to do a beautiful draft for you guys. We're going to do characters if we were stranded indefinitely on an island. So yep. We're kind of going to loop around. It's going to go Josh, me, then Paul, and we're just going to kind of go round robin snake style back and forth, and then we're going to vote between the two, battle them up head to head, and see who is the winner.
Yeah, and then we'll have our consensus pick. Who the best character to be stranded on an island with? So I wanted to ask you guys, like, what makes for a good character to be stranded with? What's the criteria that you're looking at here?
I actually, this is how I broke down my list, is I went with various categories of things that I would need or want if I was on, like, stranded on a desert island.
Oh, that's what I did.
Yeah. So, like, you know, one would be like survival, like who's really good at survival, right? Like who would be a good person to like keep me alive? Who would be a good person to just hang out with? Like, I don't want to get annoyed by somebody or stuck with this person forever. So, you know, what are some characters that I could just totally vibe with and be like, okay, we get along great. We're friends, that kind of thing. And it should be said that we do have one rule for this draft, and that it is that you are on this island forever. Like, you can't just pick, you know, somebody with a jetpack and be like, well, I pick so-and-so because they just fly me off the island. Like, no, you're here. You're spending your life on this island with this person.
My criteria was about the same as yours, Josh. I mostly just thought about someone that I can get along with long-term. I don't want someone annoying or someone that we're going to clash with. And I want it to be someone that has a lot of skill. So someone who's going to be able to get things done on this island. I'm assuming that this is a relatively large island, so we're going to have to do like some hunting, maybe building some shelter, that kind of stuff. As great as it would be to be with someone like, I don't know, like, sure, Gordon Freeman from Half-Life, that's someone who's very smart. I don't necessarily know that that's the best person to have to survive with. The other thing I was going to mention is that we have blacklisted a few names because we want to avoid some of the common characters that tend to pop up in these drafts. So we agreed we're not going to draft certain people like Kratos, Lara Croft. We also said no Micah Bell or Trevor Phillips, although goodness gracious, I don't think any of us would take either of those last two.
Put me out of my misery.
Oh my gosh, being on an island with Micah Bell. Oh, I can't think of anything worse. All right, well, Ryan mentioned the draft order there. Josh gets the number one overall pick. You did mention in our Discord, Josh, that you were so ecstatic because there's such a clear 101 here to take at the top of the draft.
I don't know why you guys keep hosing me on these. It's like, you know, who's the best villain? Oh, man, I know who the best villain is. No, you get the third pick in that draft, Josh. Who's going to be the best roommate? I don't know. Your first pick. So I was whining a little bit about my luck with getting the first pick in a draft when it doesn't matter. But there is a character that I think leads the pack in a sense. And it's the one character that I would be a little bit worried that you guys would pick in this case. So I think that's who I'm going to go with first. But I tried to think outside the box a little bit on this one.
Okay, I respect it. I kind of try to do the same. Whenever we do these drafts, I tend to look at my Steam library and my Epic Game Store library and try to think, okay, what characters are in this game? Would any of them be a good selection? And then I make a master list, and then I just kind of try to prioritize them in my head. Before you give us your first pick here, Josh, we do want to let all of our listeners know that they can come follow us on socials everywhere at Video Gamers Pod. We don't talk about it too often, but also, you know, come join our Discord server. It's totally free. If you've never used Discord before, come check it out. There's a link in the episode description. We get to interact with listeners. People share memes. We share gaming news, all kinds of stuff. So make sure to come check that out. And then also, if you want to support our show, you'll have the satisfaction of helping us keep the show on. And also you'll get some awesome perks like bonus episodes. Go sign up at multiplayersquad.com.
And I just want to say, because I know that everybody in the world has a Discord server out there nowadays, our server is awesome, man. It is an incredible community of gamers. I mean, it's active. People are super cool to each other. They're always chatting games or putting games out there or giving their ideas on games that just came out. So this is no slouch of a Discord where, you know, it's like, oh yeah, I join and there's 12 people in the server and then I want out right away, right? It's like, what have I done? Like, come check it out. You will be happy with it. Like, we're proud of this community that we got. And if you're not in there, you're missing out on a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people wake up, they check Instagram or Facebook or any of those social medias. I'm like straight to the Discord. What's everybody got going on today? And I like learn about stuff coming up, or we've got some really knowledgeable people on there that are always posting news updates and stuff that are super, super cool, right on topic. Awesome. Anyone that joins is going to love it.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes we give away free games. Sometimes our listeners give away free games too if they have extra keys. So there's, you know, it's win-win for everybody.
Or whiskey or anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've had some really nice whiskey given away. And I'm not saying that we haven't had a few graphics cards given away by listeners as well, but
we have.
That's my point, is that this is legitimately a fantastic gaming community. And so I get it. A lot of people are like, yeah, everybody has a Discord server. No, this is the place to be.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I think it's that time, guys. Let's go ahead and start our draft. Josh, number one overall pick. Who do you see as the best selection?
Okay, guys. So I broke my categories down, like I said, into people I want to chill with. Maybe I don't want to give away anything because I don't want you guys to like poach one of my picks and come up with one of my awesome ideas. Mm-hmm. You know, so... But one, I mean, what's the first thing? What is the number one rule if you are out in the wilderness and you are stranded somewhere?
Make a help sign and build shelter.
Shelter. Exactly, get water. Paul.
I think it's actually water, but go ahead.
I mean, actually, I think it's shelter so you don't freeze to death in the middle of the night, you know? But okay, there is one video game character that is light years above every other game character out there for building shelter and surviving on a desert island and building a castle or a dungeon or a little cute hut or something like that. A person that can punch a tree and get wood and then take that wood and make a little house. That person is Steve from Minecraft. I am going to be living the high life, boys, because I'm going to have the nicest house imaginable. It's going to be decorated with little lamps. My kids are always showing me this stuff. They're like, Dad, come check out my Minecraft house. It's got a library and it's got a foyer. And I built this one up in a treehouse. Look how nice it is. And I'm always like, that's really cool, man. Like, good job. Well, guess what, boys? While y'all are slumming it in a little leaf hut or something like that, I'm going to be living the life of luxury because Steve is going to build me the coolest shelter you've ever seen in your life.
So, full disclosure, in our Discord, you were saying there's no clear 101 for this.
I was trying to throw y'all off.
I said, I think you can kind of argue two, but one of them is such a boring pick. They're not even on my list, and that was Steve.
Dude,
I would not have taken him in this draft. It's such a boring character.
Are you kidding me?
You want to hang out with Steve? How is that going to be exciting?
Dude, I don't care about Steve. I'm living in a mansion. Dude is building me a castle, Paul.
He can carry
your rocks. On a desert island. I'm living in paradise at this point, man.
What are those conversations going to be like with Steve?
He doesn't talk. All the better.
Exactly.
Can't annoy me at this point. You think you're going to like somebody and then their true colors are going to come out and you're going to be like, what have I done? Steve, don't talk, man. All he does is provide.
It's a very, very good functional pick. And of course, we have to denigrate each other's picks a little bit because we're all trying to win this draft.
Yeah, of course. I would expect no less. So that just shows me that you're jealous, Paul.
Not jealous, but good functional pick. You're absolutely going to have no problem with shelter. I will give you that, Josh. All right. So, Ryan, it kind of sounds like, was that going to be your number one pick if Josh didn't take him?
Yeah, I was going to go boring at first, for sure. And he can just punch like sand on the ground and make you just giant sandcastle to live in. So, yeah, it was definitely going to be my first one. Like I said, I put it in the chat as he was describing what he was going to pick before he said it.
Yeah.
Because I knew that's exactly what he was going to do. But, it's a good, nice, boring pick, dude.
The slander just means y'all are worried.
All right, go ahead, Ryan. Who are you going to take with the number two overall pick?
Well, let's pick somebody now that can actually talk, can actually do more than just punch sand and punch trees and build dumb block cubes of nothingness. Who would you want when you're out there trying to survive? You want a survivalist who's experienced it, who's had to survive through a crazy time. Maybe a crazy time with zombies.
Maybe
a crazy time where they'd have to craft things, make things, build things, and they can play the guitar. I'm going Joel, baby. Last of Us.
Now, okay, are there zombies on this island? Did we say this was a zombie island?
No, it's not. It doesn't matter, though, because anything that comes up, it ain't going to be as tough as a zombie.
Would you rather be prepared for a zombie outbreak or not prepared, Josh? This is what it comes down to.
Okay, since we're slandering each other this early in the episode, I mean, in a desert island where you are stranded with one other person sounds about like the safest place in the world to be if there was a zombie apocalypse happening.
It does. I will say, Joel, when I think of him, he's kind of like the ultimate survivor. So I can see why you would want to take him early in this. He's a good fighter. He can craft. All you got to do is give him some rubbing alcohol and some gauze, and he's got the world's greatest bandages ready at the go.
Yep.
Okay, I get it. And you and I are huge Last of Us fans, Ryan. So,
yeah.
Josh, not so much.
Hey, I love Pedro Pascal. What are you talking about?
Sure.
Oh, gosh.
All right. I had a feeling Joel would go. I wondered if you might do Ellie instead of Joel, but okay. I was kind of curious.
I need a man, baby.
There. There you go. All right. Joel will lock him in at number two. All right. My pick here to finish out round one, I am going a little bit outside the box. I don't know if this is necessarily on your guys' radar or not. I kind of thought for a second this might be where Josh was going. When we're talking about ultimate survivor, we need someone who can craft, someone who can cook, someone who can fight, someone who knows how to survive and interact with other people, someone who can punch trees and punch rocks. I am going with my character from Rust. This is the ultimate survivor. to not just survive, but thrive on a desert island. My character is going to have us with AK-47s in no time. We're going to have all the best food. Do you have how many, I don't care if it's bear steaks or fish or pork, whatever it is, we're going to have that grill going and we're going to be having a good time.
Bear's actually pretty good. Nice, sweet, sweet meat.
So I do have a question about this, Paul.
Bear's good.
I love the originality.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I've seen how many times your character dies in Rust just trying to go from the beach to like the area where we want to be.
Sure.
So does that come into play at all as far as like you dying 300 times?
Well, you see, Josh, this is a desert island, which means it's not full of 14-year-old racists that are just looking to kill everybody.
That's fair point.
That's the difference. If you were to play a PvE version of Rust, there's no problem surviving.
I don't know, man. I've been wrecked by bears. Aren't there boars? The wolves? Sure. Like, yeah.
If you're out there dying to the boars, you need some help.
I mean, if you're naked, which, you know, in Rust, you are a good bit.
Yeah, I just need to make my first bow, and I think we're more than okay.
Is this Paul's Rust character?
Yes, Paul's Rust character.
Okay.
He is a very striking black man with a beard, very muscular, and...
Other assets.
He is very gifted. we'll leave it at that.
Willie.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it looks like a giant...
Johnson.
Yes, sir.
And is a fantastic pumpkin farmer. As
oh,
well.
He really is. Yes, yeah. world's greatest pumpkin farmer.
And hemp, everybody's going to be happy.
Unfortunately, Rust kind of did away with the pumpkins. However, Josh has seen, give me 48 hours in real life, and I will have a pumpkin farm that is so dense with so many pumpkins that it will lower the frame rate of the game whenever anyone goes near it.
It was a great defense. It really was.
The best thing is to heal. You could just eat like 8 pumpkins and you'd be at full health. You know, that was pretty fantastic. All right. Paul's character from Rust went in the first round. And then to start out round 2, in a similar vein, I am going to draft the Driller from Deep Rock Galactic.
Oh, the character. Oh, Paul's Deep Rock Galactic character. I'm sensing a trend here, Paul.
Paul's Deep Rock Galactic. You're darn
somebody's
right.
Somebody's obsessed with themselves.
Let me. I'm not drafting me, Ryan. I'm drafting the Driller. All right.
That's it, lads. Rock and stone.
Let me ask you a question. Who doesn't like dwarves?
Elves.
Elves. And that's it, right? And they don't even exist. So. hanging out with dwarves.
I like how dwarves
do.
Yeah,
don't.
In this exercise, they do. Sure, of course.
This is just Paul's rules. Yeah, Paul's rules. He just does whatever he wants.
Yeah. I like it.
Now look,
I like rebellious Paul here. Keep going, Paul.
Sure,
I love it.
Now Josh is worried about freezing in the desert, and I guess that is a valid concern. I have to admit, being that we all live in Phoenix, I'm immediately going to get me out of the sun. That is what's going to kill me, you know, the elements. I'm thinking more heat, but my Driller is going to be able to take us underground. We are going to be able to tunnel out the world's greatest base underground. My dwarf is hilarious, knows how to dance, knows how to party. This is someone that you're not just going to have to be forced to survive with. It's actually going to be like a lifelong friend, and I think you're actually going to have a fantastic time more days than you won't.
And those dwarves can drink, too.
They know how to party, that is for sure. And honestly, living underground would have its merits as well.
I think so, too.
What happens when you run out of gas for your drills, though, because you're on a desert island?
I mean, we'll cross that road. But right. if we've already drilled out our base, then I'm not terribly concerned about drilling so much more. Yeah, it's more initially to set up.
That's like a sad moment where like the Driller just eventually like takes the drills off and sets them down and is like, my work is done. Just watches the sunset at the end of the day.
Yeah. And he's got unlimited glow sticks. Gonna be chucking them underground.
It's
we don't even
rave.
Have to worry about
Paul's
it.
Paul's got a rave desert a rave. Party going on.
Get the
you're
EDM
selling me
going.
On this, Paul. You're selling me on this.
Yes. The Driller. Did anyone think I was gonna draft the Driller from Deep Rock
not.
Galactic?
Oh, no man. Way.
All right.
That didn't even cross my mind.
That's all I need. Moral victory right there, as long as I just, you know, surprised you a little bit. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and take a short break and we'll be right back. All right, we have returned. We now have four picks in the books. We're about a third of the way through the draft. Ryan, coming back to you, your second pick. Who are you going to go with?
Man, I'm just so upset right now because I was totally going to pick Paul's Rust character, and you stole it from me.
Too late, bud.
Like, yeah, now
yeah,
you, right, it was right there at number two overall.
I'm like, I'm scrambling now. I don't know what to do, you know. So
Ryan's on tilt.
Why? No, so if you're stuck, you're out there, you want some sort of comedic relief, and you want someone that can also have some skills. And someone who has both is one of my favorite characters from a game that I put way more time into than I care to admit. I'm going from Destiny, Cade 6.
Then, boom! It was like an ugly contest where everyone was a winner. This one dude's all, raw. So I shot him, and then I shot this other one. Shot a couple extra guys just to be safe. I did a lot of shooting, if I'm being totally honest.
Okay, Cade 6, I like it.
So, voiced by the great Nate Fillion. Fillion?
I think that's how you say
Fillion,
it.
Fillion, something like that, yeah.
Paul would know.
Even though he's a Canadian, good guy.
Now, I did not play a ton of Destiny. I know who Cade 6 is. I remember him being like a really cool guy. I definitely feel like I could hang out with him. Does he bring any skills?
Yeah, dude, he's going to nuke everything on that island. He's gonna.
So you're going to be
gonna,
living in a wasteland.
I'm the chef.
That.
No, I'm the chef. He's going to go kill the stuff and bring it back, and I'll cook it, and then we'll just laugh while he just tells jokes.
Okay.
He is like the comic relief in Destiny, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you get, like, the personality and the humor.
You have, like, your main, you know, the main characters around, like, the tower and everything. And then he's, like, the one that, of the four or five that there are, of the main people, that's, like, kind of the funny one. So he's a big jokester, likes to mess around, a lot of witty remarks and comments. But he's, you know, got this little single shot or single revolver. And
no, he's a robot, right?
It's kind of hard to explain.
Android,
he's not,
cyborg.
He's
like,
he's like, a, the psychomantis like explanation again.
No, right? Trying to make me stumble over my words.
All
basically,
right.
He's sweet. That's all.
Okay. All right. I mean, I know Cade 6 is a beloved character. That's for sure.
Cade 6, quote, he's sweet.
Yeah.
That's all we
Isn't
need.
Isn't he also dead?
Don't bring that up.
Oh, sorry, Ryan. Oh, man. Ryan's getting choked up.
It
now.
Hurts.
All right. Is it to me?
We are
it
back
is.
To you, Josh. You
and
get
I get
your
back-to-backs,
picks.
Right? Okay.
Sure do.
Well, it's funny because Ryan mentioned, and this is very true, I actually had a category that is companionship. I am an extrovert. I need interaction with people. I can get along with just about anybody. But, you know, you also brought up a good point, Ryan, when you were like, you want somebody that can go hunt, you know, and is good, is going to be able to hunt down some of the wildlife on this island. Paul, you brought up a good point that it gets cold at night on a desert island. You're going to need warmth. And maybe this is recency bias on my half, on my, you know, for me. I'm going with Quiet from Metal Gear Solid 5, boys. I mean,
is this under the pervert category?
I actually labeled this companionship, Paul, in quotation marks. Uh-huh. I have proof. I will send you guys a screenshot.
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, she can
it's
hunt.
Purely she's, medical.
She's a sniper, Paul.
That's
she's
true.
gonna take down the wildlife. We're gonna be eating good. Listen, she has the perfect attire for a desert island. You know, she's not talkative, so I don't have to worry about her being like, you know, oh, she talks too much or any of that stuff. You know, she's not gonna be like, Josh, you didn't go collect enough firewood today. You know, so it's just like on a desert island, this is strictly business, guys. Okay. It's companionship. It is hunting. It is proper attire for the desert island life. It is staying warm at night. She sings well. I don't know what that weird song that she sings is, but now I've got some music as well.
Excellent hummer. Mm-hmm. Hums very well.
Insert hum here. Josh is dying.
Josh lost it. Okay. I lost. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah.
Good pick.
Yep.
Sure.
Okay. I can now scratch off Professor Garlic. Okay.
There we go. Yeah. Maybe go another direction with this last one. All right. We finished round two. You get the first pick of round three.
All right. I do want somebody that is excellent at gathering food. We're on an island, right? What's right next to an island? The ocean. The ocean is a bounty of food and fish and wildlife. And what better person to go collect that than Dave the Diver?
I knew he'd go. I knew he'd go in this draft.
Dude,
I love
it. So I'm picking Dave the Diver. He's going to be the guy that's out there every day catching all the fish, making sure we're eating like kings, man.
Best sushi in town.
Best sushi.
Who's going to cook it?
I can make a fire. I'm not an idiot, Ryan. I might not be a chef, but I can cook fish, you know? So I would just like to point out for everybody right now, I'm living in a castle. I have fresh sushi every single day of my life. And I have quiet for companionship. This draft is going about as good as I can possibly imagine.
This is Josh's dream vacation. That's what I'm hearing.
I gotta say, your team sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah, it does.
Not gonna lie.
Not bad. All right, Ryan, coming back to you. Middle pick in round three. Who are you going with?
Well, I guess in honor of also having companionship, but also someone who can shoot a bow. Can hunt, is agile, can jump around, can collect things. I'm going with Aloy. Aloy.
She was on my list. It was literally like Aloy and Quiet, and then I was like, which I went with Quiet.
Well,
like,
here's
the recency bias.
Aloy for me. I got a thing for redheads, so I couldn't pass that one up. I think that's just if I'm gonna survive and I'm with a lady. It's going to be her.
Previous host, Michael, could not be more excited to hear.
I was going to give him a nod. I was going to say just for Michael, I'm going to pick her just for you. Even though I butchered her name at first. Sorry. I had a long day at work.
This pick is sponsored by Michael the Butler. Yeah. and he approves this message.
He's at home. Like when he listens to this.
he's fist pumping.
I'm gonna
good old Aloy.
I'm gonna get DM right away.
Probably. All right, that's a great pick. I like it, Ryan. Good old Aloy from Horizon Zero Dawn, Horizon Forbidden West. Good pick. All right, coming back around to me, I get my last two picks here. Boy, there's so many good ones that are still on the table. Okay. I thought it'd be funny if I just kept sticking with the same theme and said my character from the Oregon Trail, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to pick a real character.
My World of Warcraft cleric.
Yeah, there you go. My priest in World of Warcraft. This is going to be a pick that I think only 0.2% of our listeners is going to know. Josh, you're probably not even going to remember him by name until I remind you who it is. I am going to take Galerius from the Forgotten City.
Oh, is he the guy? He's the servant that runs off and does everything for you.
He's the servant.
That guy is awesome. I freaking love Galerius.
he's such a cool character. So for anyone out there who has never played the Forgotten City, it is a time loop game where you end up with like people during like ancient Greece, and you are greeted by this guy, Galerius, who is just the friendliest man in the world. And you tell him, hey, I'm from the future and I've already met you. I'm in a time loop. We've done this a bunch. And he just says, oh, cool. I totally believe everything that you just said. What can I do to help you? And he will run around and do all your errands. He takes care of everything you need. He is incredibly honorable. He's a fast runner. He does not mind doing what's best for the group. So I had to go with Galerius here. The only thing I think you can knock him for is you can actually get him elected as the magistrate in the Forgotten City. I don't know if you remember this, Josh, but His very first order of business is to release Dooley from the prison. Yep. And Dooley immediately steals and breaks the golden rule, and everyone gets destroyed.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
So I think he's a great number two, as long as you don't give him all the decision-making. But he is the perfect person to go do all your errands and everything you need on the island.
Phenomenal pick, Paul.
Nice.
Thank you. I remember playing Forgotten City and absolutely just thinking, like, this guy is the best character ever.
He is just so friendly, so nice, so understanding. I had to pick him here. And then with my last pick in the draft, okay. All right. I'm going to go with Jane from RimWorld.
Your dear sweet Jane. She's dead, Paul.
She is dead. In my RimWorld save, she is dead. No thanks to Todd, who got her killed. But for those that are very long-term listeners of the show, they will remember that I played RimWorld for hundreds of hours. Sweet Jane was part of my party for a very long time. She had one arm, but ran around with a rifle and was a crack shot from range. She guarded my base like no one else ever could. She was an incredible leader of my colony. And then when Todd and I installed the multiplayer mod, he got her killed by frostbite, I believe, is what happened. No. We had no doors, and she basically froze to death, which made me very sad. But I'm going to go ahead and say Jane, fantastic hunter and gatherer, great survivor, as long as you don't put her in a shelter that is not enclosed. So as long as we take care of that, I think Jane's going to be a good pick.
So Paul's team is Paul's Rust character,
yep.
Paul's Driller from Deep Rock Galactic, and Paul's Jane from RimWorld.
100%. That is correct.
I like this trend, Paul.
Only missing Paul's character in the Oregon Trail. All right, coming back to you, Ryan. This is your last pick of the draft. Who are you taking?
Ooh, this is a tough one. There's so many good characters of me that I could possibly pick, you know.
Yeah. Are you going to take the Ryan Nintendo me that you created?
my me Nintendo Wii bowling character.
Yeah, there you go.
Wii tennis. I think I'm going to go with something that not very much outside the box, but when you want somebody who can craft, who, again, is not going to talk to you or bug you, but can also defend you or help you attack things and fight, I'm going to go Link.
Okay, Link.
Yeah.
It's a good pick.
I like it. Okay, sure.
Yeah. You're not gonna have to worry about, like I said, not going to have to worry about him talking. You just hear,
Oh, you get annoyed by those, though, Ryan. That could lead to trouble later on.
Then we can battle.
He's got Ultra Hand. Like, yeah. I actually briefly thought of Link, and I thought it was a really bad pick in my head. And then I'm like, wait, you get Ultra Hand. Yeah. Link is a great pick.
Hey, Link, shoot up to the top of that mountain, you know, and just... And he just goes right through the mountain all the way to the tip top, grabs whatever, and then comes back down.
Yeah.
If you're Josh, you know, you just kind of slowly climb your way up and just keep eating food to build your stamina. You know?
And he doesn't have to worry about the elements. If it's cold, he just has to eat some chilies.
Yeah.
And it'll keep him warm.
Survive.
That's all you gotta do.
Yeah. Crafting, fighting, doesn't talk. Perfect. Perfect.
I love how much of a premium you guys put on people who can't talk. I think that would actually drive you wild not having anyone to talk to. I think you would want to talk to someone.
No, you can talk to them. They just can't talk back. I will say I'm going to slander this pick because 4 weeks in of Link just going, Ryan would just slaughter him. He'd be like, hey, Link, come to this cliff with me. Look at this view, and then just shove him right off the cliff, man.
Then he'd pull out a stupid glider, and I'd be like, dang it.
Just pull out his leaf. Yep.
Yeah.
That's all he needs. All right, great, great pick. I like it, Ryan. I think I underestimated Link because of Ultra Hand.
Yeah.
All right, Josh, last pick of the draft. Give us your pick, and then we'll go through some honorable mentions.
Oh, you guys done messed up, man. I'll tell you what. All right, I've got my castle. I've got my company. I've got my food. I need a party. I need a good time. I am taking Dionysus from Hades, the god of wine and ecstasy, the god of fruitfulness and vegetation, Dionysus, mm-hmm. the guy who knows how to party and have a good time. My quartet is complete, man. I mean, I cannot think of a better dude to just... You talk about your island rave, Paul. We're having an island party sponsored by the god of wine himself on this island. It is going to be great. I hope I never get rescued.
I'm struggling to make fun of that pick. The only thing I can think of is... I don't know how relatable a Greek god is going to be. They kind of famously don't like people.
Dionysus loves people, man. That's why he's the party god.
All right, fair enough.
You know, so he is the god of winemaking, orchards, fruit, vegetation, fertility, and festivity. What more could you possibly want on your island?
It's just you and him, though.
What?
Have fun. It's just you two.
That's fine. Two people's all you need to have a party, man.
All right. Dionysus. Is that the name?
Yep. Okay. Dionysus from Hades.
Got it. So, to sum up our teams, Josh has selected Steve from Minecraft, Quiet from Metal Gear Solid 5, Dave the Diver from Dave the Diver, and Dionysus from Hades. Ryan has Joel from The Last of Us, Cade 6 from Destiny, Aloy from Horizon Zero, and Link from Zelda, and I have my character from Rust, my character from Deep Rock Galactic, Galerius from The Forgotten City, and Jane from Rimworld, which was really just a randomly generated character on my save. Let's do some honorable mentions. What do you guys got?
I did skip an entire category once I got to like Dave the Diver and Quiet, who can hunt up some food, but I did have a category of like things that I might need to eat in an emergency. Mm-hmm. So I had a chocobo from Final Fantasy because, hey man, I can ride it around the island, but when things get rough, I'm eating chicken for days and days. I had Yoshi because, again, same premise there. And I had Roach from The Witcher 3, and again, same premise there.
Roach is going to taste very good.
That's why I didn't pick him, and honestly, he was at the bottom of the list. So
Chocobo, maybe you got the chicken argument going, but it's probably closer to like ostrich, which is fine, but Yoshi's also a dinosaur. I'm not so sure about that.
I mean, nobody knows, right? Could be delicious. Yeah. Maybe that's why they went extinct, Paul.
Maybe it's like alligator or something.
Tasted too good.
Yeah, so for my companionship category, I had Quiet, which I took. Ryan, I'm a little shocked on this one. Meryn from Jedi Fallen Order and Jedi Survivor.
Oh, that would have been
because
a sweet
she
pick.
Could use the Force, man. You know,
dang,
so that was a good pick. I did have Professor Garlic. Now, not what you guys are thinking. You want a botanist if you're stranded on a desert island. You want somebody
very
that knows the
growing.
Local, you know, flora and all that stuff. And then just cool people to hang out with. I had Jin Sakai from Ghost of Tsushima. That dude is super cool. I had the companion cube from Portal, a la Wilson. You know, maybe you don't want people around. And then I had Victor, the Ripper doc from Cyberpunk, because Victor's super cool, man.
Oh, yeah.
And then my wild card was I had Cheeseburger the Bear from Far Cry 5.
Oh, gosh. Was Cheeseburger friendly? I don't remember.
Yeah, he was friendly. I mean, not to
I know
you
he had
because
diabetes.
I think he did have diabetes.
I don't know how long he's going to last if you don't have his bear insulin shots.
But, you know, he was my wild card.
Oh, how funny. That's great. I love Far Cry 5. What about you, Ryan? You got any wild cards?
I didn't have too many, but if you're on a desert island or you're, you know, stranded away, what's the best thing is man's best friend. So dog meat. I thought it would be a good one. No. Have him go around. He can also, you know, go fetch stuff, get you critters, do things like that. But yeah, I didn't really have too many other backups because you guys took a few. I did have, because I did kind of the categories like you did, Josh. But instead of Dave the Diver, I had the chef because I'm thinking, all right, well, I can go catch all the food. I had the chef, but Bancho, Boncho, whatever his name
Boncho,
is.
Boncho, yeah.
Boncho, yeah. I had him on there as well.
But then you got to go catch it all, because all he does is just cut it up.
Then I should have picked my Subnautica guy. He caught a lot of fish.
That's true.
Cooking the fish is a lot easier than catching the fish,
yeah.
I think. Yeah. A couple that I had on my... Oh, by the way, Ryan, you like dog meat over D-Dog from Metal Gear Solid?
I know. I was going to say, what about
Battle of
D-Dog?
The Dogs?
Ooh.
See, I'd rather have D-Dog.
Yeah, D-Dog's sweet with that eye patch.
He can kill people with a knife, as I learned this week in our Discord server. I did not know that. I always go non-lethal in Metal Gear Solid 5, so I was shocked. He'll run around with a knife and take everyone out for you. All right, well, a couple of my list here for honorable mentions. I have the trombone champ, as long as he can bring his trombone. It's not going to get old at all. It's only going to be fun times ahead.
That's another guy getting pushed off a cliff.
I love that character. And Scorpion from Mortal Kombat, because he's going to catch the fish. He's got a built-in harpoon. And he's going to be able to fight and catch things on the island for me. So, you know, I thought Scorpion might go somewhere in this draft. But that's really about it. All right. Let's go ahead and do our last break, and then we'll come back and we'll do the tournament part of this episode. All right, guys. Tournament time. We are looking at our first matchup here. Round one, match one. Steve from Minecraft versus Link.
This is easy. There ain't no ooh on this one. This is ooh. One of these guys is getting crushed by the other guy.
Josh, that castle's looking a little boxy.
Okay, I'll build a mansion. Hey, Steve, go cut down some acacia trees or mahogany for me. Punch those. And, you know, I think I want a wood cabin now. Okay. And make sure you put some glass windows along with the torches. And don't forget the fountain out front. And the swimming pool in the backyard, too.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan, you got a little bit of an uphill battle, but do you have an argument you can make here for Link?
Nope.
Not really. Because I really don't like Link as it is. I just thought he'd be good. He's a good crafter, good fighter. But, and the biggest thing is, I guess he does have the Ultra Hand, man. Like,
yeah.
Ultra
don't
Hand.
Don't discount that.
You can't forget about Ultra Hand. And the things that he can make are 10 times as cool as what Steve can make. Steve makes just block whatever. He can make a lot.
How are you going to live on a little flying cart? He doesn't build houses.
He could.
Oh, he could absolutely.
Easily.
Sure. Yeah.
Easily. Just pick up all these blocks.
As long
boom,
as, you know what? As long as all of the stuff is perfectly laying around, he's not crafting these things. He's got to find them. And like, if you don't have two fans, a board and a Zonai device
batteries
sitting around, you ain't making nothing.
The Zonai devices, you've got a good argument there, Josh.
That is
fair. Rip Link, the winner is clearly Steve. I don't like rewarding Josh for the pandering pick. We all know Josh's thoughts on Minecraft, but that's okay. Steve wins match one. We have now round one, round one, match two. Joel from The Last of Us versus Jane from RimWorld.
Paul.
Let's just give it to Joel and move on.
I love that 0.0000001% of the population knows who Jane is.
That just tells you how important she was.
She was really. Paul still mourns Jane to this day.
You know, and to be fair, you know, I'm a larger guy. Jane was a very rotund woman. It would be a lot of upkeep to keep us both full on this island. Maybe it's for the best. We'll
Jane
go ahead
again.
And lay Jane to rest for the second time.
Yeah.
she will not survive this draft. All right. Round one, match three, Paul's Rust character versus Dionysus.
I'm sorry, Paul. The god of festivities, the god of wine, the god of fruit and vegetation. This dude.
But.
Oh, Josh, you're hungry? You want pomegranates, pineapple? Like, which fruit did you want? I'll just will this into existence for you. Want some wine to go with that?
Here's my counter. You are not getting your whole team. You only get one character to be stranded with. If he's your stranded partner, he's not going to help you build a shelter. He's not going to help you fight off the wild boar and whatever wildlife's out there. He can't help you with that. Sure, he can make you drink as much wine that you're not going to care about those things until you get mauled. You're going to get mauled to death in your drunken stupor. That's my best argument. The primary character in Rust, arguably no one handier than that character. Just give that character a rock. And next thing you know, you've got high-tech devices built on that island.
Also, no other character that dies more.
But we already said that's not a problem on a stranded island.
I mean, I don't know. People dying. Dionysus isn't dying.
All right. I'm voting for my Rust character. Josh is voting for his own Dionysus. Ryan, you're the difference maker here. You get to pick.
It all comes down to me. All right. So do I want to have a good sustainable camp, somebody who's a survivalist that can help me, you know, get through this time easily? Or do I want someone to party with? I'm gonna party, baby.
Yeah, do it, Ryan.
Let's go. Give me that wine. Keep it flowing.
That's perfectly fine. I will also say Dionysus is not going to do you any favors. Okay, he is a god. You're going to be serving him. I think this pick would backfire you in the long run.
You know what, man? If Dionysus is like, go get me some fish and I'll whip us up an orchard and we can have some fruit salad tonight, I will absolutely be like, you got it, man. I'll be back in a little bit.
Your wildest dream is fruit salad, Josh.
I mean, he's the god of fruit and orchards. Like,
if I had my own god to serve me, give me fruit salad.
He's not the god of like meat. I can't be like Dionysus. Will me a cheeseburger? That's a different god.
Very nice. All right. That's fine. I knew I wasn't winning this draft. Dionysus is the upset, taking out the number one seeded Paul's Rust character. All right. Round one, match four. We have the Driller versus Aloy.
Paul, this one's really not looking so good for you, man. Aloy can kind of do it all.
All she can do is she's a good bow hunter.
She's a hunter. She's a crafter. She's a good companion. Yeah. She's a survivalist. She really is one of the better like people to get stuck with because she really can kind of do everything.
Are you more likely to survive?
I don't know that she can build.
Of course she can't build.
I'll build.
Compared to my dwarf. My dwarf can build way better than you, Ryan. No offense.
Can he build or can he drill?
Drill. Yeah,
but then
build
what
underground.
Do you do with the tunnels?
It's like reverse building.
It's like you've got like a basement of a house, or you've got a bunker.
You can just make a hole. Yeah. You just made a hole. Yeah.
But there's no concrete walls. There's no like it's just a.
What do you need concrete for?
To keep all the bugs out. You're gonna have so many worms and grubs and yucky
things. That's protein, baby.
Yeah, I mean, protein. Hakuna Matata.
I mean, there is a point there. I got to go with Aloy on this one, Paul. Sorry. She really, I like your pick, and I get the benefit.
It's a bad vote, but go ahead.
You're the ones that brought this up, that you don't get a team. If you had a team, the Driller makes a lot of sense. But this is your one person that you're stuck with. And the Driller is just kind of drill the ground. Like,
all Aloy does is shoot a bow.
Nah, she does a lot more. Same argument. That, she crafts. She explores. She
explores.
Examines things.
My driller can't explore.
And she does, even though she's no quiet, she does fall under the companionship category as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm calling shenanigans. All right. Moving on. We are in round one, match five, Cade 6 versus Dave the Diver.
Cade's a cool guy, but I need food, Ryan.
Get out of here.
So when Ryan voted for the party, that was the right answer. But now that Ryan's bringing the party, that's no longer the
answer, Josh? Is
Cade
6 really the party?
Oh, he's totally the party.
He's the party.
He's a comedian. And he's dead. He doesn't exist anymore.
Well, I got news for you. These are all fictional characters.
Oh, dang it.
Fictional characters. Am I getting through to you at all?
None of them exist.
In case you didn't know.
I don't know Cade 6 that well, and I know that Cade 6 is a beloved character. I just don't know what he would bring to the table other than he's got a revolver?
Kind of like Aloy, just having a bow?
Well, she's got her wits. She's got her wits about her.
I'm voting for Dave the Diver. As much as I love the Cade 6 pick. What?
This is a desert island, Ryan.
That's payback pick. That's a payback pick.
I think the best picks in this draft are my Rust character, Dave the Diver, like the characters that actually can survive.
Yeah.
So I am voting based on the actual merits of this draft. Never in a million years would I vote for Cade 6 or, for that matter, Quiet. But I will go ahead and give Dave the Diver my nod here. I'll vote for him.
It's the right choice.
All right. And then last matchup in round one, we have Quiet versus Galerius. Now, Ryan, I'm assuming you've never played The Forgotten City. It's not nearly as popular as Metal Gear.
No. Okay. I have not played it.
All right. Well, he is just the most enthusiastic person who will do whatever you ask him. And he'll do it with a smile on his face, and he will truly be happy to do it. I don't know that he's necessarily the most skilled person at survival. So take all that what you will.
Because I really do like Paul's pick. Galerius is the dude that is the nicest guy in the world that will do whatever you ask him to do. But, like Paul said, I don't know that this guy has a shred of survival skills other than just being like, go talk to this person. Go do this for me. Can you go grab that thing over there? Okay, great. Like, he's the my dad always called it a gopher. Yes. Like, you know, when you needed that person to go for the tools and stuff like that. So he's the perfect gopher. But other than
that, he's going to need direction. You're going to have to direct him the whole time, and he'll do whatever you say, but that'll be the limit. The limit is what you know how to dictate to him.
I will abstain from explaining the benefits of Quiet to you, Ryan.
She's a deadly sniper on your desert island. I don't know what good that'll do you, but you can go ahead and vote, Ryan.
She sings too, Paul. She sings.
Hums.
She hums. She doesn't sing.
She hums. Okay.
Well, based on Josh's excitement when Paul made his pick, I'm going to have to go with that. Galerius.
It's a pity vote.
It is a pity vote for Ryan. But it is a really good pick too, Paul.
Thank you, considering that's my only character that survived this draft out of round one. So at least I've got Galerius to rep me here. All right, moving into round two, we now have our final six left. We have Steve, Joel, Dionysus, Dave the Diver, Aloy, and Galerius. First matchup here in round two, we have Josh against himself, Steve versus Dave the Diver.
No, you can't make me. No.
Yep. Sophie's choice time. I am voting Dave the Diver. Dave the Diver is the way more inspired pick. It's more modern. I love that pick. I'm voting Dave the Diver. Who are you guys voting for here?
Okay. So this is where it gets really tough, because all joking aside, shelter is super important. And I get that Steve is the boring pick, but if Steve is able to actually craft me like any kind of shelter I want, with a swimming pool, with a fountain, with torches and all that stuff, that's insanely handy. Dave the Diver, being able to go out and swim in the ocean and collect fish and shells and scrap and all that stuff could be very handy as well. There's one problem with Dave the Diver. He's kind of a portly guy. He's probably going to eat a lot of the food.
Doesn't he catch, like, whole sharks and stuff? Like, I feel like
with the right equipment, yes.
Yeah.
You know, they do have the Fulton balloons in Dave the Diver, believe it or not. I think they call them drones, but it's basically like a Fulton device.
Yeah.
So is he catching, like, a full, like, 800-pound tuna or whatever those weigh?
You can put a tuna to sleep later on in the game, and then you hook up like a device to it, and it like wings, like the drone comes and carries it away, and then now you have like fresh tuna that wasn't like killed and has spoiled.
I'm gonna go the other way. I think this is a problem. I think he's going to catch too many fish, and now I think you're going to be attracting like bacteria and bugs. You might have trouble getting rid of all the excess
fish. Dude, I feel like this is legitimately like the finals championship right here. Like Steve versus Dave the Diver should not be happening
right now. If you say
so
yourself.
I mean, I'm just, maybe I'm a little biased. Maybe a little bit. I vote for both, Ryan. So which one do you pick?
You can't vote for both.
Dang it. Can I catch food? That's the problem. What good is a house if I'm starving to death? It's a desert island, so we're thinking it's a temperate climate. I'm a pretty handy guy. I'm going Dave the Diver. That's my vote.
Yeah, okay. That's where I was going to go.
The other thing being is that Dave is actually a really cool, like, just chill human as well. I feel like I'd get along really well with him. And so you're getting the guy that can provide food, and you're getting the guy that is good companionship, will be fun to hang out with and talk to and all that. Steve, he's going to build me a castle, but then at that point, I feel like I'm just going to walk in and he's going to be staring at a wall and, like, creeping me out.
Just chilling yeah. there.
I think the social aspect really does matter. I think if you are on an island indefinitely, think about going months without the other person being able to talk to you. You really would go
nuts.
Go
I'm
crazy.
Too talkative. I think I will. All right, I'm going Dave the Diver.
Yeah, and Dave the Diver, he's a worker too. He'd go and he'd dive all day long, and then he'd go and he'd serve at the restaurant all
That's
night.
True. That dude hustles.
He's
man.
A worker, man. So he's, right. yeah,
solidifies it.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. We now have in round two, match two, we've got Ryan against himself. This is what happens when you eliminate all my picks. We have Joel versus Aloy.
Ooh.
Interesting. Ryan? Interesting.
That's a tough one.
It's not tough for me.
No?
No. I think it's Joel.
I have one I want to pick.
See,
actually,
I think it's Aloy.
That.
Ooh. I think it's Aloy. So, Ryan, you get to actually decide who you put through.
Joel's the ultimate survivor, and he has a better knowledge of modern science. Aloy is kind of living in, like, you know, alternate history, prehistoric.
That's what you want on a desert island. What's Joel gonna do? He's gonna be like, well, if only I had batteries and a walkie-talkie, I could do something, guys, but sorry.
I'm
voting Joel. Josh is voting Aloy.
Who do I want to go through?
Who do you want to snuggle up with at night for warmth, Ryan?
This is going to be your only character to make the finals. So this has to be someone who can potentially beat Dave the Diver and either Dionysus or Galerius.
Pick Joel, Ryan. That's the right choice.
Stop trying to influence me. Oh, man, this is tough. I'm going Joel. Yeah.
Yes, okay.
I think that's the
wrong
one.
Choice, Ryan.
No,
yes.
No, I think ultimate survivalist, someone who can handle himself, and also, you know, what do you want to do when you're sitting around the campfire? You want to hear a couple tunes on the guitar. He's gonna sit there and he's gonna sing you a lullaby while you go to sleep by the campfire.
Joel loves hard. Family is everything. Yep. You're gonna be his family on this island.
He would sacrifice the world to keep me alive, man.
He would. He really
would. That's how much he would love me. So Joel's my guy.
I believe, if memory serves, when we did our draft of best gaming dad, Joel was my very first pick.
Yeah, that's
which
a good
was
pick
in round one.
Not so much for survival on an island, but
he's a good protector. Granted, better on mainland, but I would still feel very safe knowing that Joel had my back. That's a very good person to have on your side.
Yeah.
All right, and then our last matchup in round two, I did not see this coming. Dionysus versus Galerius.
I got it.
I don't think of these people deserve to be here. Whoever wins this is lucky to be in the finals.
You're crazy. I'm going Dionysus, dude. Galerius, my boy, I really got nothing but mad respect for him, but he's going to be useless on an island.
You know how pretentious Dionysus would be?
Dude, you don't know Dionysus, Paul.
I better start furiously Googling this.
Okay, yeah. You pull up Dionysus from Hades, and every time he pops up, he's like, hey, what's up, my man? We're just chilling up here in Olympus, and, you know, people were talking, and I want to make sure you're having a good time. So here, have this buff. You know,
boy, being the god of wine and ecstasy, that is some title.
That's what I'm saying, man. What better person to get stuck with? I'm living the good life, man.
Now, he is also the god.
No.
He's also the god of insanity.
Okay,
let's throw that in the mix.
And
ritual madness.
Insanity makes things a little fun sometimes, guys.
Ritual madness.
Yeah, but
he gets to pick. That's a little scary.
He gets to pick. It's not like it's a random roll of the dice. You know.
All right, Ryan. Who are you voting for? And I might be voting for Dionysus myself at this point. I'm not sure.
Well, I'm gonna make it tough for you because I'm gonna go Galerius. So I think having a gopher on an island, if you kind of know what you're doing and you have someone that can just get everything else done, all the cleanup work, all the stuff that needs to be done, the chores, that's the guy to have.
Okay. I am going to give it to Galerius.
Oh my goodness.
I think you're underestimating the attitude of the Greek gods. They don't mesh with humans.
No, they hate us.
It does if he's stranded with me. We're in the same boat. We're bros at that point, man.
He's a god you're and he's immortal. He doesn't care about you.
This isn't like him visiting my island. We're stuck together.
I think you're more going to be his slave is where that's going to turn out.
If he's giving me nonstop ecstasy and wine, fine. My dogs live a good life, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're giving this one to Galerius. Oh, so
that is the tragedy of this draft right here.
I would argue otherwise, but that's okay.
You guys are passing up a god of partying for a gopher.
Yeah, we're trying to survive on this island, Josh. Yeah,
Can he produce fruit and vegetables?
Along
He's
with
not
insanity.
The god of orchards.
All right. He already lost, Josh. Let it go.
All right. Yeah, every listener out there right now, I know you're sympathizing with me. And that's every all that listener. Matters.
Every single one.
Hey, man.
All right. We are in the finals. This will be quick because I feel like we've already kind of defended these characters quite a bit. We're just going to pair them up 1v1 and see whoever wins the most rounds. We can do this relatively quick here. Joel versus Galerius. Which one are we giving it to?
Joel.
I'm going to say Joel.
I would have said Galerius at this point. So, okay.
Okay. So I'm going to say Joel there. What about Dave the Diver versus Galerius?
Dave the Diver.
Ooh. Dave the Diver.
Galerius doesn't have the capabilities to like provide food.
Yeah.
All he's doing is cleaning out like the latrine and, you know, like sweeping the beach and stuff like that. That's like menial stuff.
He's almost like a better employee than person to be stranded with.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that means that Galerius is already eliminated. He will take bronze. That means we are left in the very finals. We have Dave the Diver versus Joel.
I'm sticking with my pick here, guys. I've explained it to no end. Joel, I feel like, would get a little grouchy from time to time.
I can see that.
Dave the Diver is just a jovial, happy guy. And if I'm stranded on a desert island while we're eating our delicious sushi and he's found scrap and nets, so we're building a shelter together, like that's the dude that I want to like actually continue on with versus Joel, who might have my back, but what if there's nothing to have my back against? Like what if it's just a peaceful island and there's not bandits on this island?
that's you know, what I
then
want my
what, then what is Joel doing?
That's what I want my
if
shelter
the island
built
has
out.
Bandits, Joel's the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is not a bandit filled island.
I'm assuming there's no bandits is the problem.
There's no bandit. Well, I'm going with Joel because that's my guy.
Yeah, I'm going with Dave the Diver.
Dang it.
Yes!
Which means we have another round three winner in the draft. This has been happening more often lately.
Hey, creativity, man. It pays off.
Wow. Dave the Diver winning. I did not see that coming, but I figured someone would draft him. And the more I thought about it, the more I like that pick. I think it's a well-deserved creative win.
Definitely.
If this was
online.
Inner city apocalypse survival, Joel would have been a much better choice.
If we're on The Last of Us Island filled with blind zombies that click, Joel would win.
Clickers, no.
All right. Well, congratulations, Josh. You had the number one pick, and you didn't even need it. You won with the overall seventh pick, Dave the Diver. He actually came in the second half. Look at that. Just shows. Draft order.
He was crying the whole time, too.
Dionysus made it to the semifinals, which I was pretty proud of.
That's about as far as a fourth round pick can go, like to be 1 inch away from the finals.
Now, let's just vote. If you get your whole team, who has the best team?
Well, I didn't draft for a full team. That's
a different
unfair,
draft.
But
that's a
if you want to throw that up on socials, Josh, let the people vote for which team overall they like.
I think we might
do it.
I mean, Most people don't know my Rust character or Jane from RimWorld. I'm going to do very poorly in this.
In Paul's defense, Paul's Rust character is the provider of the clan.
It's true.
Which is insanely nice to have. So that gets a lot of cred from me.
My Rust character is the Galerius of our
really
Rust clan.
It really is, because I log into Rust and I open up a crate and there's 50 bear steaks cooked and ready to go. And I'm just like, every time I'm like, you rock, Paul. And then I take 49 of them and then I go die and then we lose them all. But, you know, Paul cooks some more after that.
That's what it was like. Even I know I didn't really play Rust with you guys, but even when we played Ark for the deep dive, like, that's how it was. Like, I'd hop on and then Paul had just done all of a sudden he's like, yeah, I did these. I got these dinosaurs and then I made this farm and I got these plants going. Fertilizer
made
over
all this
here.
Jerky.
Yeah. Jerky. There's like 80 jerkies over here, you know.
Yeah.
Like, this is nice.
That's I'm the gatherer and the crafter in survival games.
What a guy.
Love to do it.
I pick Paul as my fourth round pick.
I was just gonna say I should have just picked Paul.
There you go. See? Now you're all coming around to Paul's Rust character.
I take Paul's human life.
Yeah. All right. Well, this was a fun one. Hope everyone out there enjoyed it. As a very quick reminder, make sure to toss us a follow on socials at Video Gamers Pod. Come check out Patreon support options, multiplayersquad.com. Don't forget to join the Discord server. And that wraps up this bonus round. We want to say thank you so much to everyone for listening. Make sure to check out all our episodes and follow the show so you don't miss anything in the meantime. And until you check us out next time, happy gaming.
See ya.
As your champion, I bid you adieu.
Oh, gosh.
Farewell, good sir.
All right. Bye, everybody.